This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got Stephen back. He's been out. He's had a wee. He's come back. And he's going to tell us about the Melbourne International Film Festival.
Yeah, look, this is basically my favourite time of year. And even if I do say so myself, Michelle Carey's final year as artistic director is an absolute stonker of a festival. Like, it's just incredible. People get out there, you know, get on the website, get your passes, get stuck in. One of the things that really jumped out to me this year is just the sheer strength of the Australian contingent as well. I mean, if you guys recently, I'm sure you would have done something on the Coming Back Out Ball, where they got loads of LGBTIQ elders to the Melbourne Town Hall.
That's right, last year, yeah.
So they did a beautiful, they filmed a documentary while that was happening. So that's the closing night film.
Okay.
So that'll be a real cute one.
Wow. I think it's really great that the times are changing in terms of lots of things, but in terms of Australian film, I feel like we're past the days of like, oh, Australian film's a bit daggy. Like, we're getting there.
Definitely.
But also the sheer fact that film is closing the festival.
Yeah, I mean, that says something, you know, where we are in the world now, that we can have, you know, a gorgeous queer film, you know, being the fanfare finale. And also, I mean, they've done a really beautiful job this year. You've also got The Merger, which is comedian Damien Callan's really cute stage play about a struggling country town footy team who basically bring in refugees to try and, you know, stay afloat. And that's really cute. And that's been made into the Centrepiece Gala. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, a good topic when we're hearing nothing but horror, you know, coming out of Manus, then it's great to see a film looking at how perhaps if we embraced people, then we could be a stronger country.
Absolutely.
You've got The Eulogy, which is basically based on Paul Keating's searing 45-minute tribute to the largely unknown Australian genius pianist Geoffrey Tozer. That's a stunning documentary looking at how this pianist got so far and then disappeared, and how, why Keating is so invested in and sort of, you know, making sure that he is known.
And do you know what, and I love it when Australians are recognised like that. There's a show, a present at 45 Downstairs, which we did an interview with the writer and the star of it last week, where most people don't know this woman who's now dead. It was
Coral,
but the stage show was called
This Effing Lady.
And you know, it's lovely when we're reminded of these incredible Australians that most people don't know about, and the fact that Keating's doing it will get attention.
Absolutely. And you know, also talking about, you know, maybe, you know, people who should be known even more, Acute Misfortune is a absolutely staggering looking film about the basically Adam Cullen, one of our great artists, you know, with a tragic, you know, downfall story of drug and drink and so on, and now former Saturday paper editor Eric Jensen basically shadowed him as a 19-year-old.
Wow.
And kind of got taken under his wing, but it was sort of, you know, good and also kind of a bit abusive. And his incredible memoir about that experience of living with, you know, Adam Cullen has been turned into this movie, which I'm hanging to see. And Damien Henshaw plays Adam Cullen, and he is one of our finest sort of under the radar actors, I think. Yeah, you know, he's quite a spectacular performer. So look, that's just the Australian films, and that's massively exciting enough. There's all kinds of crazy things going on, like a 12-hour Nick Cage marathon at the Astor.
Oh my God.
Starting with his new horror film Mandy, which is a heavy metal chainsaw horror movie. So, you know, there's all kind of layers of, you know, there's something for everyone in there.
That's definitely something for everyone.
But look, the other great bonus that I've started every year, I go up to the Sydney Film Festival, so I get a little chance to do a bit of a head start.
How do we compare?
Oh, look, They're not. MEP is the biggest. It's the longest running.
Now, come on.
I'm not going to be drawn into one way or the other. MEP. But look, what I will say is Sydney has the beautiful State Theatre, and that is gorgeous. Mm. Although the Regent Theatre has now been press ganged back into to work for MEP, so that's fantastic. But I thought we could just very quickly zip through some of the ones I adored and would really recommend people finding out. Absolute top picks. My favourite one of all was Cold War by Paweł Pawlowski. This is a stunning Polish black and white film set just in the aftermath of World War II when Europe is a fractured disaster. And Joanna Kulig, who is incredible, and Thomas Kott play these sort of star-crossed lovers who are, you know, sort of spreading the great, you know, Iron Curtain divide. Mm-hmm. But it also follows their love for a very extended period, mm-hmm. and it doesn't always run smoothly. It's an entire film of one perfect shot, beautiful music, stunning emotional drama, 5 stars. Please go see this. Chloe Zhao, her second film, The Rider, is an American indie that she went into a community where a brain damaged rodeo rider is trying to recover. Brady Jandro, he is actually the real guy. So what she did was she went in, she found out about the story, started to interview him and his family and friends, then realized that there was no better person to play this. And although it's a drama film, it actually uses the real community.
Great.
I ugly cried for almost the entire duration of this film. Get your tissues out. It's beautiful. The Seen and Unseen is this stunning little Balinese film. You know, we don't see enough from our little, you know, neighbourhood down here in the mm-hmm. southeastern corner of the world. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous film by Camilla Andini that looks at twin 10-year-olds. One of them is slowly dying in hospital. It's a gorgeous film about the innocence of children, of love, of loss, and that kind of half-life between, you know, there's some incredible choreography in that film as well, trying to relay what it's like to be caught between life and death. Stunning. Wajib is a beautiful little film set in Nazareth with a Palestinian father and son, real father and son team. And what Wajib is in Palestinian culture, they go round and hand deliver every single wedding invite.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So
gorgeous.
Sister, daughter getting married. Yep. And what this does is it follows this father and son, and the son has moved away to Italy and comes back, goes round with his dad. They've got, you know, they're a little bit at odds. It also has, you know, obviously all the political divide going on in the background. Mm. A really simple little film as they go around meeting various family and friends. Adored that. Japanese film, Shoplifters, by Hirokazu Koreeda. That is a great film about found family, that sort of idea of the Armistead Maupin idea, you know, if you don't have your own family, maybe you can create one.
Yep.
And it really looks at class in Japan. It's this basically impoverished couple who sort of find children along the way, and it gets a bit muddy about, you know, the benefits of bringing people in and just exactly how that happens. That's a cracker. Scottish director Lynn Ramsay, You Were Never Really Here, actually was at Cannes a year back and has been in limbo for a long while. She did We Need to Talk About Kevin, and it is Joaquin Phoenix in one of his career best, playing a hitman who kind of is at the end of his tether and decides he has to do something right in the world, and he goes to rescue a small kidnapped girl who's also been taken into a horrible paedophilic ring. Mm-hmm. It's an intense film, but it's well worth seeing.
Wow! So there's a lot.
There's so much. So,
and of course, there always is.
There's 300 plus films.
Yep,
in
exactly. we are of course with Stephen Russell talking about Melbourne International Film Festival.
Yep.
Go onto their website, find out more. There is programs around. I've I've been seeing
all
him
over
out.
The joint, yeah.
So it's time to book because a lot of the sessions will sell out.
They're already starting, yep. You know, and so get stuck in, I say.
Yeah. So, Stephen, thanks for hanging around and running welcome. Through all that for us.
You know, when you were saying about whether what people want less of, maybe me after taking over the show.
Never. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic, boys.
Bye. You are listening to Joy 94.9 on Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.